Money for Music. And what we wanted to do was try to give back to the community. And seeing as how we're a radio station, having to do with music just makes sense. So we wanted to come up with a promotion where we could get the entire community involved to vote for which school deserved to win the most money. We've been doing this now for 3 years, and every single year a small school has won, which is what's really cool about it. Because when we first started, people were concerned that the big schools were just going to run away with all the money. But that's proven to not be the case. It's just amazing how the communities all pull together to vote for the schools. There's three different ways that they can earn points for their schools. The first way is by going to our website at WDEZ.com and simply just voting for the school. Then they can listen for the bonus song throughout the day, which we announce in the morning. And every time that song plays, they can go online and vote again. And they get bonus points for that. Then students can also create videos that post on our page at WDEZ.com. And those get them extra bonus points too. Plus, there's different categories for those videos to earn extra points if they win.
Okay, so where's all the money come from?
We have a ton of sponsors that have helped us out. And each one of those sponsors writes a check directly to the schools because it's something that they feel is really important to be able to give back to the schools as well. So that money is something that is part of the sponsorship that they have with us. We have a bunch of different sponsors for the different areas that we have, like the videos page and the bonus song. And we even text out the bonus song to people, too, that might miss it.
Do the schools have a specific purpose for the money, or does it go to the music programs?
How does it work? The money goes directly to the music programs, and they can do with it what they want. A lot of the schools use it for maybe band trips. Some use it to buy new instruments, maybe sheet music, which actually is very expensive, and people don't really realize that that's a huge expense. So there's lots of different ways that they use that money. Some of them just use it to put towards lessons. So there are some students that maybe can't afford an instrument, too, so they use that for, you know, getting those students some instruments.
So the schools have the flexibility to use it the way they need to use it.
Absolutely. And as long as it's used in their music programs, either band or choir, it doesn't matter. As long as they're using it for whatever they need it for.
3 years now, have you found that certain schools always have a strong showing, or are you finding different winners every year?
We have different winners every year. We have Pacelli, actually, was our grand prize winner this year. And they've been in the top three for the last 3 years, but they haven't actually won until this year.
Big prize for that top prize slot.
Yeah, it's been increasing every single year. The first year we did it, we had $5,000 that we gave away in total. Now we've got $7,000 as the grand prize this year. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, if I remember right, about 12 overall.
We had, I think it was 14-5. Yeah.
So the sponsors are picking up on this every year, too.
Absolutely. We have just a great group of sponsors that have helped us out. Cellcom was a huge sponsor. Wilkie's was a sponsor. We had just a ton of them.
Anything you want to add today?
We'll be bringing it back next year.
That's a good thing. So check presentation is Friday morning.
Check presentation for Pacelli is Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and it's going to be at a school assembly. So that's the first one, and they're the grand prize winner. We also have another check presentation coming up for the second place school next Friday, the 8th, at Newman Catholic.